This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States carried out strikes in Iraq against three facilities linked to Iran-backed militias on Tuesday, the Pentagon said, after a weekend attack on an Iraqi airbase that wounded U.S. forces. U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria have been attacked about 150 times by Iran-aligned militias since the Israel-Gaza war started in October. On Saturday, Iraq's An al-Assad airbase was hit by multiple ballistic missiles and rockets fired by Iranian-backed militants from inside Iraq. The attacks against the United States are seen as a retaliation for support of Israel in its war against Iran-backed Palestinian militant group Hamas. 24 Israeli soldiers were killed in Gaza on Monday, the military said on Tuesday, the biggest death toll in a single day since the war began. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The deaths were announced as Israel said its forces had encircled southern Gaza's main city, Khan Yunis, in a major ground assault, trapping Palestinians trying to flee. An Israeli military spokesman said the soldiers died on Monday when two buildings they had mined for demolition exploded, after Hamas militants fired at a nearby tank. Earlier, three soldiers were reported killed in a separate attack in southern Gaza. As mourners attended the funeral of one of the slain servicemen, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would not stop fighting in Gaza until it achieved, quote, absolute victory.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. Middle East envoy Brett McGurk is in Cairo and will travel in the region for quote-unquote active discussions on ensuring the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza and securing